We do give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. We're going to take our Bible this morning and go into the book of 1 Samuel. We're dealing with one word, familiar spirits. We're dealing with the spirit world, in a sense. And we're having more of that, and what we're talking out of the book of, out of the Old Testament, we've been dealing with that some. And we're right now looking up the words familiar spirits are mentioned. So we're going to 1 Samuel chapter number 28 today. 1 Samuel chapter 28. And this has to do with seances and those sort of things. Somebody said, I don't believe in that, and I hope you don't. And people like the things like the Ouija boards and all that. And a child of God has no business fooling with none of that.
Right.
And has anybody in here ever had any dealings with Ouija boards? All right? And I mean, in days past, and I'm not trying to incriminate nobody. I believe Christian people have been involved in that because they didn't believe in things. And I've been around some of that, so I know what I'm talking about when I say it. But it's not something that I went to check out for guidance. I don't reckon I ever stopped on the side of the road and went to see Sister So-and-so, got her hand up. And those that tells the future and the fortune. The only fortune I've ever had told was in the sixth grade. And this girl behind me sitting there when she's punching me in the back, and she says, what color do you like? And I said this, and then she'd ask me something else. And the teacher looked back and said, Dennis Deals, what you doing? She seen me talking. It looked like I was talking to myself because I mentioned it back. Okay. And I said, Betty, not this one, but Betty is telling my future. And she said, well, come on up here. And said, Betty, you come with him and you tell his future. Maybe it's more important than what I was talking about. So she said, what color you like? And I said, she said, tell her. And I told my future in front of the class. So that's the only future. That broke me. Amen. Amen. So I go to the Word of God to get my help and strength now, not to somebody else. So I got to go to the prophets and all this kind. I just go to the Lord. Wow. Lord's the only thing can help me. Thank God for His goodness, His mercy. But in 1 Samuel, we're going to chapter 28. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse number 3, the Bible said this. Now Samuel was dead. Now you know who Samuel was? He was the prophet. Actually the priest and, you know, the prophet, he was the one, when he was the prophet of God. He's the one that God had raised up. Matter of fact, he's the one that anointed the kings. We hadn't had a king at that time until this time we did, but in the first time of Saul's life, he didn't have a king, but he anointed Saul to become king. But the Bible said in verse 3, now Samuel was dead and all Israel had lamented him or wept over him and was troubled and, grieved over him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits. There's that term that I'm trying to look at. And the wizards out of the land. He got rid of those wizards and warlocks and all that crowd. And the witches and so forth. And that's a no-no. You'd be surprised at what we have in our churches up and down the country. In modern days, we're doing things in churches now that I never would have believed that we would have done. And we're seeing things happening. In verse number 4, it said, and the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. Now, I want to skip down to verse 7. And the Bible said, then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman. Now, Saul's going to seek this. Samuel's dead, but Saul's going to seek. Samuel's wanting to give him his instructions. And he wanted to hear from him. So he said in verse number 7, then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. I want to throw this in. I want to be very careful about why I say this. And I don't mean anything by it, but You see these women with hands up in there. That must be kind of something that women like or something. All right, I'm not trying to get on the wrong side of you ladies, but it said, seek me out a woman. So it must have been prominent for them in that day as well. That I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit. At Endor, here we are talking about familiar spirits. We had them in the Old Testament time. They've been around all the time. We still have them today. This is not something that just has come and gone. Ever since there's been a devil cast out of heaven and been walking among men, we've had familiar spirits, witches, warlocks and wizards and necromancers and fortune tellers and horoscopes and all that kind of stuff in some manner, form, shape, or fashion. In some way today, when some people get tired of it, they find something else to do. But the devil's always in the business of entertaining people and so forth and trying to give them what they want. And you know yourself as a Christian. If you've had any loved ones to pass on, and I know you have, and the older you get, the more you'll have. But you've always wondered, what are they going in through, and what do they see, and what are they hearing? Reckon they're seeing us. We see them. That's something that we have inquisitive minds on them things. So that is an area that we try to ask questions about. Am I right? We'd like to know, wouldn't we? What is it they say, the inquiring minds want to know? I think that's one of the things that they say in trying to sell their wares out there. But we do. Inquiring minds want to know. And there's a lot of questions I have to the Lord. He ain't answered me, but I'll see it one of these days for sure. We've had some yesterday come up, and there's a lot of questions you can't answer from the Word of God, not to the fullest extent. You've got your own idea, and your idea may be wrong. But verse 8 says, and Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. He's looking for what they call a seance in our day. Communication with the dead. Now, some people say you can talk to the dead. I talk to the dead all the time, but they're zombies. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about? Living people that are dead, spiritually speaking. And I'm just saying that but there are people today that, somebody said one time, about the graveyards and the place. The people in the graveyard don't bother me. It's not them folks that bother me. It's the people that's alive that give me trouble. And so they're wanting to talk and communicate with the dead, a seance. And so it goes on to say in verse 9, and the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done. Now the Saul's the king, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? So that's the reason they're hiding themselves and slipping around. And let me tell you, when you're playing around with the powers and the spirits of wickedness and darkness, that's a dark area. That's what you slip into. You don't bring it out in the open. Light is what brings things out in the open, not darkness. And so, yes, if anything you'll fool with like that, you have to hide. But now, of course, the devil don't hide too much of anything. Verse 10 said, and Saul aware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. And so she's trying to get it all straightened out, and he's going to tell her, you're not going to be hurt just because I've made all these rules. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. He wants to speak to the man of God. Now, some people, and I've heard preachers say that he called him up and talked to him and so forth and got all that. And some say, well, that wasn't and so forth. And so I'm going to leave that up to you, but I'm looking at the scriptures, and I'll tell you what I think in just a minute or what I say. And I believe I'm right. Amen. I can't help it if you're wrong. But anyhow, verse number 12 says this, And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. She recognized who he was, you know, and so forth. She knew what was going on. She knew she could be in trouble. Verse 13, and the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Now that's a phrase right there. Did you catch it? Saw what? Gods, little g, ascending out of the earth. God in heaven's in heaven. He's not out of the earth. Remember that. These are demonic spirits is what's going on in seances. Now you can say what you want to, and God has no ways. God has no ways of us communicating, but God can make a way to do that. He just don't. God can do anything. When your loved ones die, they either go one of the two places, heaven or hell. There's no in-between ground. And I have some places mentioned, some of them mentioned yesterday, about Lazarus and Abraham and the rich man. You remember the story? Now we know that God has brought things like that, and God has communicated back to earth with people like Moses and Elijah on the mount in chapter 17 of Matthew, transfigured, and he's brought others up and so forth. But that's God's business. It wasn't a seance. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up. And he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And so this was a demonic manifestation. Right. You can say what you want to it, and all your seances are. Right. I would not follow after anybody today that believes they can communicate with the dead. Right. Amen. Even in prayer, you can't communicate with the dead. You say, well, I communicate with God. God ain't dead. Amen. You're communicating with life, heaven, Spirit of God, the Son of God, and so forth. How many lately has talked to your loved ones that's passed on? You might have talked to them, but they didn't talk back, did they?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You wish they would, wouldn't you? And if they did, you probably wouldn't hang around. And it changed things. But God has put the barrier between this earth and eternity. He's put the barrier between heaven and hell. And so he said in verse 15, And Samuel said to Saul, it's a conversation now, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed. Somebody said, But Samuel spoke out. You don't think the devil can do that? For the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Saul didn't have enough God about him to find out what God wanted him to do. He wanted to be told. And that's about like most of us Baptists. We don't want to take the word of God for what God says in his book. We'll try to talk to somebody else about it. What do you think about this? I've done that a lot of times in 50-something years of preaching, hadn't you? Think about that. Have you ever, even when God says something in the Word of God, isn't it kind of normal and natural for this flesh or yours and mine that will question what God says? And just because God says, somebody said, well, it's just said in the Word of God one time. How many times does God have to say anything to make it right? One time. One time's enough. And he said, if God said it two or three, and there's some things that you can't find. If you said, if God said this, I wouldn't do it. A fellow one time told me, he said, you can't prove to me that smoking is bad and a sin. I said, well, it won't take you to hell, but it'll make you smell like you've been there. And I'll tell you this much. If it said in there, thou shalt not smoke a cigarette and even name the name of what kind it is, you wouldn't hear him. You'd get mad. You'd go get you a different Bible. That's what we do. That's human flesh. Am I right? That's exactly what happens. People look in different direction. He said, I have called thee that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Verse 15. Now 16 says, then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thine enemy? You walked away from God, and he's departed from him. So, hey, what do you want to seek me for? Because there's something wrong with your spiritual life that you can't find out from God. And even Samuel here, and I believe this is a demonic spirit speaking here. And I believe he's even don't realize he's preaching a good message. He's saying, you know, you're not even listening to the God that you're supposed to be a following. Verse 17, and the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. That ain't what he wanted to hear. And I'm not going to go on and on with this because I don't want to stay with this all morning. But read that chapter when you get home. This chapter 28 is very confusing to many people. Not confusing to me. I believe it's demonic manifestations. What these people see in a lot of things in our modern day are demonic manifestations. The devil can manifest himself in different manners and forms. Especially today. And even so more today in the modern technology that we've got. Amen. When I was a young boy, I never seen old, you know, they had, what was them things that they had? They had, who is that fella comes in at Twilight Zone? Some of that stuff was weird. That was the most weirdest stuff like that. And but since I've grown on up and got, now they got things that it, I don't watch it. Never have watched it. Don't want to watch it. Don't have the means of watching it. Don't have no desire for it at all. But now it's pitiful. I saw something one time, and here's a fella, and he had a knot come up on him, and it popped out, and some little animal run out of the. And I thought, now that's weird. And there's a, you know, and some kind of an alien force comes in, and all kinds of stuff. And slimy, ugly, you know, and people love weirdo stuff like that. They love horror movies. Some people love horror movies. They long to see a horror movie where they're chopping heads off and killing one another and, you know, be a hatchet man or so. They like that. I don't. That's not my way of thinking. That's not the way I like to live. I mention this one all the time, like Walking Dead. Anybody, look, here they are, one eyeball are hanging out, and they're going around walking like they're about 120. And people just glued to that. I turned it. I won't watch that stuff. I've never seen an episode of it. Never. I've seen it pop up when I wasn't looking for it. Got rid of it. I thought, who wants to watch the dead? I have a hard enough time with the living walking. But that's the excitement of the day. We're living in a wicked hour. And so it's not just happening today. It's been happening. So we'll leave that one alone and go over to the book of 2 Kings. We're looking at the familiar spirits of that. Familiar spirits is one who calls up the dead. They talking about them who can do that. And those in familiar spirits are working and living in the powers of darkness. Satanic. It's satanic manifestations. Now, we want to go to the 21st chapter of 2 Kings. 2 Kings 21. And I know I told you we was going to look at all these. I could skip some of them to save time and to get further into this thing, but I want you to see, because I don't imagine you've ever looked at these, and this is not an interesting study. It may be interesting to you in a certain degree, but it's not one of those things that you sit down and get your spiritual soul stirred up. This does more in the reverse. This gets you more to the worldly side, which I don't want you to do. But if you don't know what's out there, you don't know what to run from. And if I don't tell you about it, you won't know what to look for. And if you don't know what to look for, it can slip up on you and slap you in the face and you not know it. And at the same time, you can have questions and marks about it. But in 2 Kings chapter 21, in verse number 6, it says, "And he made his son pass through the fire and observe times." I'll look at that in just a minute. "And observe times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger." You ever seen these folks doing these rites and things on the street, and they're chanting and they're saying the same things? That's basically what some of these were doing. That hasn't changed. That's evil.
Yeah.
This chanting you hear up and down the street to get something going, you know. Pigs in the bank, you know, you remember that? They talk about them cops, remember that? I'm going to kill them, so forth. And they chant this stuff. Huh? Evil. It's evil. It's ungodly. It's unholy. We find that in America. Well, it said not only that, but it talks about observed times. We do a lot of that. Just look at a lot of it, if you see it. We just come through one of them, Easter. They observe times and so forth, and Easter's not a... It's a pagan holiday. It comes from Catholicism and set up, and you know that. I've preached that here before, but listen. They celebrate it. They're more interested in eggs and bunnies and chickens than they are Christ. Amen. Yet it's, you know... And observe, remember all this? For years, as a young boy, Easter Sunday was the great day to go to church because all the women wore a new dress and the men wore new shirts and new... Ain't that right? It's observing these times. And they've done it all through the years. And the devil wants you to do that. If he can get you to observing times and looking at things, he gets your mind off of Christ. The same thing happens in our government today. We've got a war or something going on around the world. They can do their pernicious ways in America and nobody know anything about it.
Yep.
They cover it up.
Yep.
And that's what the devil does. He tries to cover the issue. Think about Halloween. Well, when I was a young boy, we didn't celebrate Halloween. They had a few times they'd go trick-or-treating, but they didn't... They didn't have all kinds of the stuff, and up to certain times, there was a time. I'm talking about when I was a little small boy, horror houses and all that, and now churches are involved in all that. And a lot of them are doing it because of ignorance. They don't know any better.
Yep.
Nobody's ever preached that. Preachers don't hold to it. They don't. Preachers are involved in it. They can end up being some kind of ghost. You may might as well be that sometimes there's a ghost in the pulpit, anyhow. Don't tell it. But you see what I'm saying? Christmas, that's a pagan holiday too, the way it is. Now, we celebrate the birth of Christ, but it come from, from things that... And so, I believe in the birth of Christ. Absolutely.
Right.
Believe in the resurrection of Christ. Absolutely. Amen. But... The pagan stuff, the observer of times and so forth. We got to where our holidays are the greatest things we have now. Now they talk about getting a certain salary and so many days of vacation and so many holidays. Amen. That's benefit package, you know. Well, let's go back and look at this. It said, "And he made his son pass through the fire and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards." And we find this is Manasseh. Now Manasseh was verse number 1 of 2 Kings 21, was 12 years old when he began to reign. So he couldn't have been too wisely educated in things. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And it goes on to tell us, and his mother's name was Hephzibah. Now notice verse 2, and this gives you the clue and the cue of what he did and who he was. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord after the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Now when you find that said about a man or a woman in the Bible, you look and see what they do, and what they do, they're doing it for the devil, and their life is not right. And you don't put no emphasis on that. You got people in our society today does the very same thing, and we need not to let them be our leader and nor be our example. Now go to 2 Kings chapter 23, another chapter or two over. Chapter 23, we'll look at verse number 24. 23:24 says this: moreover, the workers with familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Now, Josiah has come on the scene. He's not, we're just talking about just a minute ago, one here in the Word of God that did what is evil. But we find that now Josiah is coming in and he's doing what we call a reformation. And see if I can find him what it says about him. And let's go back to chapter 23 and back up to verse number 4. One king done right, one king done evil, and some of them done in the middle. Some of them, just, isn't that what we got today in our preachers? From New Testament to Old, we got good preachers, we got bad preachers, and we got some that's in the middle. And the only ones that do us good is those who's on the right side. Those compromisers won't help you. They'll do more to do damage to you than somebody that's on the wrong side. You find somebody that's teaching things he knows contrary to the Word of God, you'll leave them alone. But that is wobbling down the middle and straddling the fence. He'll say something good sometimes and something bad sometimes, and you won't pick up on what he says bad and think it's good because of what other things he says good. Amen. The truth that we tell sometimes is the power. And that's what draws us aside and gets us to the different place. Now, I want us to look a little bit more here in verse number 4, chapter 23. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest and the priest of the second order and the keepers of the door to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal. Now remember, the house of the Lord had vessels, and the house of Baal had vessels. That's the utensils they used in their worship. You say, what kind of utensils? Well, they had the seething pots that they boil the flesh in for the sacrifices that offered, and the priest would pull out his portion, and that's what he fed off of. It didn't pay him a salary, but they fed him. They had the utensils that they put the oil in to keep the lamps. They had the things that they trimmed the lights with. There's several utensils that they had in the house of the Lord. Well, Baal had the same things. They may have been used for different things, but they had it. And the grove. And that's the place that they had. They made it look good. As a, you know, makes me think about the little, what do we have today that we have parks? You ever heard of the parks? Where the, amen. Every time I see a park, and God help me, God forgive me if I'm wrong, and I hope you don't hold this against me, but everywhere they're taking these little kids to swing and all that, I think of that. That's like Baal and his groves. Now, you may not look at it like that, but you got to have all this recreation. How many of y'all's kids were took to the park? You were? Amen. We never had parks when I was a kid much. Huh? And played at the house. And, amen. See, understand what I'm saying? And that has increased. You said, preacher, you're weird and wild. That's all right. I am. I admit it. Amen. And it's kept me out of trouble. Amen. And by the way, I've taken my grandkids and things like that to the parks. So I just want to tell you, I've done it too. I just didn't do it when I was little. Because we didn't have nothing like that. I said, all the vessels that were made for Baal and for the grove and for all the host of heaven, and he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. Or Bethel, whichever way you want to say it. Now he looked like he's starting off in the right direction, don't he? Verse 5 said, and he put down the idolatrous priest. Got rid of them. When the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun and to the moon and to the planets and to all the host of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron and burned it at the brook Kidron and stamped it small to powder and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord where the women wove hangings for the grove. And you just go on to see what and all he did in there. And he had a place of it. I mean, this is a good ministry of Josiah coming out. But he got rid of those who practiced familiar spirits. And you read all that. And that's something to for your homework. And you ain't got nothing else to do. Cut your television off and do that. Go to Isaiah 8. Isaiah chapter 8. There's a fellow, I guess it's been about 2 weeks ago, he said, I said something about, I don't remember what the subject was, and he said, I didn't even know that was in the Bible. I said, how much you watch television a week? He ain't answered me yet. That's why he don't know. Amen. All right, Isaiah. Chapter 8 and verse 19. You said, no wonder nobody likes you. That's right. Isaiah 8, chapter 8, 19. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and unto wizards that peep. And that's not peeping Toms. And that mutter. Amen. One fellow told me one time his wife muttered a lot. I don't think that's what he's talking about here either. Should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. God is condemning this in the book of Isaiah through the prophet. Amen. So you're not to be a peep. And dealing with familiar spirits and wizards and not to mutter. Amen. The Bible said that the Israelites, what did they do? They murmured and complained. And God didn't like that either. And so I'll just leave that, let it set back where it's at and let you study on that. Now go over to Isaiah 19. And the Lord mentions it again. In Isaiah chapter 19, and we're going to look at verse number 3. Isaiah 19:3 says, and the spirit of Egypt shall fall or shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to the idols and to the charmers and to them that have familiar spirits and to the wizards. Now this has been going on throughout the ages. People are still trying to find people that can talk to the dead and going to after evil things to find the truth. Yeah. You know what God has got for you to do? God has placed on this earth a full copy, and this society we're living in today, in the day of the church, is unusual. We're the first group of people in all the Bible from Genesis to now that's got a full copy of the divine written word. And God, in these last days, the Bible said, and I'll read it because I don't want, this is one of them, I don't want to miss one word in quoting it. Hebrews 1, God, chapter 1, verse 1, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now that's how people used to get all the information they got, was from the prophets. They had nothing but the prophets. And God sometimes would use visions and dreams along with that in the Old Testament. Hath in these last days spoken unto us, how? By his Son. You said, well, his Son don't speak to me. Oh, he does. Genesis to Revelation is called the written word. He's the living word and he is the written word. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God has given us a complete copy of the word of God. He's given us the Holy Spirit to drive it into our hearts. And he's given us men of God to preach the truth. And therefore it's our duty to find the right Bible, the right mind, and the right spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom. Help us to understand the things of God in a real way today. Touch our hearts. Forgive us of our sins and touch the service and the remainder of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.